Chapter 15. Beth's Secret. Joe could see the change in Beth when she came home that spring. Her heart was sad at the sight of Beth's thin face. Her skin looked almost as if you could see through it. Joe showed Beth her savings for the mountain trip, but Beth begged not to go so far from home. She agreed to another small visit to the seashore. Joe and Beth went alone, since Marmy did not want to leave her grandbabies. One day, when Joe thought Beth was asleep, she looked for color in Beth's cheeks, but saw none. It came to her that Beth was slowly drifting away from her. Beth looked up at her and said, "Joe, I'm glad you know. I've tried to tell you, but I couldn't. Don't be sad about me." "Is this why you were so unhappy in the fall?" Joe asked. "Yes," Beth said. "I gave up hoping then, though I tried to pretend it wasn't so. When I saw you all so strong and full of plans, it was hard to feel I could never be like you."
"Oh, Beth!"
Joe could only cry. "I didn't want to frighten you when Marmy was so worried about Meg, and with Amy away and you happy with Lori. I thought
you loved him, and I went away because I couldn't," cried Joe.
Beth was surprised.
"But he could never be anything but a brother to me."
"You must get well," Joe said.
"I want to," Beth said. "I try every day, but every day I get a little worse."
Beth made Joe promise to tell her family when they got home, but Joe hoped they would see it on their own. Beth was quiet. "I don't know how to say this, but I believe I was never intended to live as long. I never had plans for when I grew up like you all, or ever thought about being married. I'm not afraid, but I feel I will be homesick for you even in heaven." Joe said, "Amy is coming home in the spring, and you shall be ready to see her. I'm going to have you well by then." But Beth said, "Don't hope any more. It won't do any good. We will enjoy being together while we can, and have happy times." Joe leaned down to kiss Beth's sweet face. She dedicated herself completely to Beth. When they got home, Mother and Father saw what they had hoped was not true. Beth went straight to bed. Father leaned his head against the fireplace and did not turn. Mother held her arms out to Joe as if for help. Joe ran to comfort her without a word.